I'll say we are continuing today in Mishnah Yomi. We are beginning in Meretz Hashem, Meseches Peah, Perek He, Chapter 5, Mishnayis Aleph through Beis. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Gadish laluka tachtov. So you have the following situation. Imagine for a moment you have leket. So remember again, leket refers to the stalks that are dropped by the balabais at the time that he is harvesting his field. So the following situation, we have a pile of wheat that was put on top of stalks of leket. So remember again, stalks of leket are normally reserved for the poor. In this particular situation, before the paupers had the opportunity to go ahead and collect their leket, the balabayis went ahead and put his wheat on top of it. So what's the halacha? Any stalks that are touching the ground, by definition, belong to the poor. So essentially, again, the Bartanur explains this is a penalty. So because, again, the Balabais wasn't careful and he put his personal wheat on top of the parts of the poor, on top of the leket, therefore, halacha lemaisa, anything that's on the ground, essentially the bottom layer of the pile, anything that's on the ground, is going to belong to the poor. Haruach shepizras ha'amarim. So in this case over here, the Balabais had his pile of wheat, and the wind scattered his wheat. So now again, what ended up happening is that halacha lemaisa, his wheat now spread over the leket. So now we have a mixture of leket stalks, which are the stalks that belong to the poor, and the stalks that belong to the balabais. So what's the halacha? Omdim osa kama leket hiru yalasos v'nosin la'aniyim. Interestingly enough, so again, the first opinion the Mishnah says, essentially, we evaluate on a typical field how much leket, there must be some type of ratio that they would come up with, you know, for every amount of wheat that was harvested, the owner would normally go ahead and drop so and so amount. So they would calculate just based on an evaluation how much leket would have normally been left. And halacha lemaisa, again, that's what you venosin la'aniyim. That's what you have to give to the poor. Rabbi Shimon Yalom, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says nosin la'aniyim bichdei nefila. Ultimately, again, now it's interesting. The Bartanur says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not really disagreeing in a substantive sense, but what he's saying is you don't have to start making individual valuations. Instead, the rabbis gave a particular amount. So the Bartanur explains. He says shu arba kavin lekor zera, four kav for every core of seed. Okay, so the Bartanur gives these amounts. Again, they're pretty much saying the same idea, just expressing it differently. But the first opinion, the Tanakhama, is saying we actually look at the field itself. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, we just have objective amounts that we ascribe. But halacha lemaisa, so in case number one, where the balabais is negligent and he places his wheat on top of the leket, we penalize him. And therefore say anything that's laying on the ground, that's on like the ground level, belongs to the poor. Case number two, where the wind scattered his wheat, we essentially look at the field and either we just describe an objective ratio of leket to cut wheat, or to harvested wheat, or we go ahead and we evaluate the field, how much leket would have normally been dropped from this particular field, and give that to the poor. Beautiful. Mishnah Beis, an interesting case. Shiboles shebakatzir. Verosha magia lekamo. So here's the case. In this particular situation, what happened over here is like this. Now, by way of introduction to this, in the introduction of the Mishnah, see, quotes over here that the mitzvah of shechcha. Now remember again, shechcha normally is you're piling or you're bundling your wheat and you leave behind the bundle. It's interesting to note that the mitzvah, we actually saw this in Perek Dalit, that the mitzvah of shechcha doesn't only apply to bundles, but also applies to a stalk that you forgot to harvest. So whereas leket is a stalk that was harvested and dropped, so shichacha could either be a bundle that was left behind or a stalk that was just not harvested, a stalk of grain that was not harvested with the rest of the stalks. That also becomes shichacha. So now here's the shayla. I left behind the stalk, so can I go back and harvest it or not? Or is it considered to be shichacha? So the Mishnah says it depends. So shibola shebakatzir, verosha magia lekamo, im nitzeres im hakamo, harihisha balabais, v'im lav harihisha laniyim. So it's very simple. Essentially, if the solitary stalk, when bent over, right, when bent over, or I should say, is if the solitary stalk is close enough to the wheat, to the wheat stalks that the owner is about to harvest, to the point that he could harvest all of them at once, right? So I'd be able, if I'm the farmer, I'd be able to take the wheat I'm in front of and grab the stalk that are left behind. I could grab them all in one handful and harvest them at once. Then ultimately that solitary stalk belongs to the balabayis. But if, however, the solitary stalk is so far from the other standing wheat that halacha lemaisa, one could not grab it with the rest of the standing wheat, ultimately, again, then it becomes like shichacha and becomes the property of the poor. The Mishnah then goes on, an interesting case. Shibola shebekatzir. So I'm sorry. See, the next case is like this. Right. Good. Shibolas shaleket shenis arva begadish. So another interesting case. In this situation, again, we have shibola shaleket. So once again, we have a single stalk of leket that was not collected by the aniyim. Now what happens? Shenis arva begadish, and it gets mixed in with the rest of the pile. So remember again, this is not the pile of the balabayis. It's not leket. It's just regular personal owned property. So what's the halacha? Ma'aser shibolis achas v'nosin lo. So what ends up happening is, now remember, here's the interesting part. Leket produce, of course, is not subject to trumas and maisrus. The farmer's own produce, of course, is subject to trumas and maisrus. So what do I do in a situation like this? Ma'aser shiboles achas v'nosin lo. So ultimately, the farmer separates ma'aser from one of the stalks in the pile, because obviously we don't know which stalk is the actual leket, and ultimately, again, gives that one stalk, ultimately to the ani, right? And essentially they do a swap. So the owner gives that stalk to the ani, and the ani kind of gives his stalk, or I should say gives his chelek back to the farmer, so that the farmer now is able to retain ownership over the rest of the pile. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says as follows: So, how could the ani exchange something that he never actually took possession of? So, interesting. Rabbi Eliezer has a different approach. Rabbi Eliezer says that in fact, the way to remedy the situation is as follows: that the farmer will convey ownership over the entire pile to the ani. So now again, remember, when the ani acquires the pile, he also acquires the stalk of leket that somehow is mixed in there. Uma'aser shibolas achas v'nosin lo. And then ultimately, again, the farmer goes ahead and then takes ma'aser from one of the stalks and gives it to the ani. And again, Rabbi Eliezer prefers this particular model because in this situation, the pauper actually took possession of that which was the leket, and therefore was able to subsequently convey it back to the farmer. Wonderful. We will stop over here. Shkai Chavon will continue to Hashem with Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalid tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.